Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about the pressures that bear on women to have children. I was reading a blog post that somebody else had written about this yesterday and thought that this was a really great subject and one I have not really addressed in either my podcast or my web blog. So I think it's something that is really important because in our society, we're always being asked, when are we getting married? When are you going to have children once you get married? And quite frankly, not all of us need to have children. Some of us don't feel the need to have them at all. Yet there's others who want them so badly they'll go through all kinds of medical procedures in order to try to have children. And then, of course, there's those who adopt. But in this particular episode, I really want to speak to those of you who feel kind of pressured to have kids and yet your heart's not really in it. And this is what I have to say to you on that. The act of having children is a selfless endeavor. The only reason to have a child is because you have the love to give it. You have the financial means to take care of the child. And most of all, you have a really great foundational love with your spouse so that it is an effort to raise these children. Because I can tell you that with 50% or more marriages going into divorce, and having worked with a lot of clients who have gone through divorce or are going through divorce, when they have kids, and it doesn't matter what age the kids are at, it just makes it so much more complicated. That being said, reasons to not have children. Number one, your heart isn't in it. You just don't have any feeling that that's something that's important to you. Maybe you have a career that's really important to you and it takes a lot of time and effort to do and to do well. Maybe it takes a lot of travel time, which means you won't be around to raise your child, which would not be fair to that child. Second, maybe because you have a lot of mental health or alcoholism or drug addiction or things of this nature in your genealogy, and maybe you have been fighting those battles like I did with the mental health issues. Maybe you've seen that there is just a really huge expense to take care of them appropriately and you just don't have the finances. Maybe there's a situation where your spouse doesn't want to have any children. And the worst thing you can do is to force someone to have a kid who doesn't want to have a kid because that just brings anger and resentment into the relationship. And that spouse is going to resent that kid and that kid's going to feel it all through the kid's life. Unfair to both of them. And by the way, unfair to you because you've created a situation that is untenable. There are so many reasons to not have kids. Without even having to go into the fact that we have too large a population to take care of at this moment in time, we have so many kids right now dealing with depression, anxiety, and autism. And my own feeling is that our food has a lot to do with it. Maybe all the inoculations with the so-called inert ingredients, I don't know. But there's something going terribly wrong where we have so many kids having these problems. We really need to think about why it is that we're choosing to have a child if we choose to have a child. And that has to be a decision that's made between you and your partner and nobody else. Because this is the thing. My mother-in-law maybe didn't get her child through me and my ex. She got a grandchild through her daughter. And it was what it was. Hey, I have an uncle who is wonderful with kids. He's passed along a lot of years ago now. And he had two sons who married two women who both had really large careers, and neither one of them wanted to have kids, so he never had any grandkids. Nor my aunt, either, for that matter. Somehow they survived. So I want you to think about this really carefully if you're at the childbearing age, to make the decision that's correct for you. Because it's not like you can have a kid and give it back. As my father used to say, once you have that kid is yours for life. And that's true. And he also made the distinction that when you are in education time, you need to finish your education. This is a man who went through school to become a dentist. He understood what he was talking about, okay? He said, on marriage time, it's time for you to get to know your spouse and to know if you have a solid enough relationship to have a kid. Then if said, you know, once you know that you have an emotionally strong and a good financial base, then you can talk about having kids. Until then, you're really putting the cart before the horse, making things much more difficult than you need to. And in this case, if you don't want to have any children, you don't need to defend yourself. Hell, out of the five kids in my family, all of us girls, three out of the five never had children. Why? Because we didn't want them. And the two older ones had between them five kids. And that was the way it worked out. And frankly, at this point in my life, I'm 56 years old, I'm really glad I didn't have any children. Because I see the complexities that arise when one has children on all different levels. I work with families who have kids who have autism and the parents don't know how to deal with it. I deal with kids who have addicted parents and grandparents are raising the kid, sometimes with autism. I have seen kids who have had drug addicted parents and there was a divorce and it was mayhem. A lot of issues arise there. I've seen kids with mothers who never got married to any of the fathers and they had half-siblings because they had the same mom, but all different dads. Having a child is not something to take lightly. It is something that needs a lot of thought before you just decide to get pregnant. Because as my old man would say, meaning my dad, it's very easy to get pregnant. It's what you do once you're pregnant that matters. So think clearly about this and do what's right for yourself and for your partner. And by all means, if he doesn't want to have a kid, please don't put yourself in a situation where you decide that you want to have a kid, because he's not going to be invested in helping you with that child care. And you're going to find yourself taking care of that child alone. You may even find yourself without having him in your life at all because you framed him to be with you through having that child. Please, never, ever, ever do that. Have a child only if that's something that you feel moved to do, your partner really wants it to, it's something that you really care about because you feel you have the love to give and you have the resources to share with that child. And that you're emotionally strong enough to take care of that child as well, because you know, a lot of kids go through a lot of problems because of their parents abusing them and neglecting them. And I see those people too, and I see them at all ages and stages in life. It's not a pretty picture at all. So make sure that if you're going to have a child, you're doing it for the right reasons and only the right reasons. Being clear-headed, being real with yourself, and your partner being real with you, and then go forward. But if you choose that that's not your thing, There's no need to bring another being into this world. We have plenty of them. Do what works for you. As always, I thank you for spending your time. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.